crevice that started where her back met her bottom. Adili let out a low hum. She seemed to be enjoying it as much as me. I took another step forward until Adili's body was pressed against mine, and I inhaled her fresh scent that was much more pungent with her head right under my chin. My hands moved forward across her tiny navel, and unable to control myself anymore, they moved up until I felt the soft, fleshy mounds that I had been dying to handle since the moment I first saw her in Adenfall. "Hey," Adili scolded. "That's not my back." She turned around slowly, revealing her entire body to me, unashamed, and locked her eyes onto mine. But she didn't move away. She just stood there, looking at me with desperation etched across her face, and goodness knows I probably had the same desperation on mine as well. I dropped the soap, letting it fall into the depths of the water, and placed both hands on Adili's hips. She brought fingertips up to each side of my face, and suddenly we were drawing closer to each other, like weak magnets, unable to resist each other's slow, unwavering pull. "You're amazing," I said when our faces were only an inch apart. Adili just smiled, and before I realized what was happening, our lips were pressed together, and my eyes were closed. My hands rubbed up and down the length of Adili's hips as our mouths engulfed each other. Adili's hands pressed hard onto my cheeks and pulled me closer at any signal that I was going to move away. It was passionate, intense. It had been so long since I had felt anything like it. And to have that with someone as stunning as Adili? Indescribable. The last time I remembered such a thing was... No, I shouldn't think about that. I pulled away and sucked in a deep gulp of air, relishing in aftershocks from the princess's kiss. "Don't leave me, Gunnar," Adili said. But this time her voice was a little different. It wasn't the sing-song elven tone that she normally had. It sounded far more human. I opened my eyes, and my heart felt like it stopped. Standing in front of me was Rachel, or at least half of a Rachel. Her body was that of Adili's, but her face was the same as my girlfriend, or was it ex-girlfriend, I had back on Earth. "What's wrong?" she questioned. "What's going on?" I replied and backed away. "What are you? Where's Adili?" I was so confused. "What's wrong?" Rachel asked again as I continued to move backwards. She held out an open hand. "Don't leave me, Gunnar." My heart was pounding, and my breathing was heavy. I wasn't sure what was happening, but I needed to get out of the water to figure things out. I turned and splashed in the pool as I rushed to get back on land. "Don't leave me!" My feet suddenly felt heavy against the soft mud under the water, and dry land was somehow growing further and further away with each step that I took. I pushed my legs harder and harder, trying to outrun whatever was happening but failing miserably, as my vision grew more and more distorted. "Don't leave!" I slipped, and my head dipped under the water. I could see nothing in the dark, and all I could hear was the rumble of the liquid in my ears. I swatted my arms frantically in the pool, trying to pull myself back to the surface, but no matter what I tried, my head stayed submerged. I couldn't breathe. I was bewildered. I wondered if I was going to die. "Adili!" I shouted under the water, but nothing happened. I couldn't even hear my voice. "Rachel!" I jolted upwards in my bed and tried to catch my breath. My heart was racing, and my skin was covered in sweat. The scent of alcohol I drank from the night before filled the room. A dream? No, a nightmare. I was sitting on the bed inside the inn at the town of Thorpes, the closest town to Edgewood, about a 15-minute horse trot to the southwest, and gathered my senses. My head was pounding with a hangover, my lips were chapped, and my mouth felt dry as a desert. My bed was half covered in water, and I could see from the ceiling that there were still tiny droplets of liquid leaking from somewhere outside. It must have rained, and the inn's roof was in need of serious repair. The dream was strange, but I wasn't going to put much thought